Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is, There is Hope. And I'm referring to our teenagers. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and you get all the options of all that I write and vlog and all sorts of other things as well. Today, we have the dynamic trio, our original threesome of Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and Jim Scheinberg is back with us for Family Financial Matters. If you have something you'd like me to discuss, or if you want to take issue with something I am discussing, or if you're just bored and feel free to email me under those circumstances at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. I am totally connected in social media. In fact, some of the commercials you'll hear are my offers to offer you consultation services to help you get with it. If you're a mom or a dad and you're not part of social media, you're not part of your kids' lives. So do it. If you want to stay in the loop and receive my weekly newsletter, just go to brucesalen.com and there's a sign-in page right on the homepage, and you will not get anything but a newsletter once a week. No other solicitations, because I don't like doing that. The new Because I Said So is out, and it's a St. Patrick's Day comic called Dad Loves St. Patrick's Day. It is illustrated by the incredible Michael Voog, and he does caricatures, which there will be a special on my website where you can get your own caricature for a discounted price of $25. It's normally $40 or more. There's a new feature on brucesalen.com. If you go there, you can find the new feature, which is vlogs. Vlogs are video blogs, and media and all sorts of media seem to be the new social media trend. So I jumped aboard, and I have recorded several. About six or seven are in the can, and the third one is presently up. It's called The Radio Show, and I shot it here at my home station of KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara. And you will meet some of the crew that work with me on my radio show, some of the people that were here that day. And it is fun, and I try to keep them short and humorous. So check out I'm Not That Dad at brucesalen.com. A couple weeks ago, I asked you to help me with a cause. I like to support certain causes. I believe it's our duty as people to help others, especially if we're doing well. And yes, we're in a recession in our country, but we're still doing better than most, including people in Africa. And I support a school in Africa. It's called the Africa Zebras. And you can send them your used books or toys to Pastor Frank Benin, B-E-N-N-I-N, comma, Alola, A-L-O-L-A. Next line would be Africa Zebras, followed by Box 719, and here's the name of the city and country. It's Agana Swedru, A-G-O-N-A-S-W-E-D-R-U, Ghana, G-H-A-N-A. Again, that's Pastor Frank Benin, Alola, Africa Zebras, Box 719, Agana Swedru, Ghana. Dad Chat, as I tell you, every week is every Thursday for my live listeners here in Santa Barbara. It is this evening. For those of you listening on other stations across the country, it was a few days ago, but it will be again this coming Thursday. So I hope you'll join us. Tonight is on teens, and each week we have different guests and different topics. And whether you're a parent, whether you were once a child, whether you're an aunt, you're an uncle, it's a great community, and I invite you to join us. Dad Chat is every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast Time. For what it's worth, I have an old piano that is in beautiful condition that I want to give away. So if anybody knows of a worthwhile place to give it to, a charity, a school, a music college, or something that is nonprofit, I would love to do that. Obviously, given the cost of transporting pianos is extreme, it would be better if it were in the Southern California area. So if you are interested, please contact me at bruce@brucesalen.com. Speaking of brucesalen.com and speaking of this radio show, sponsor slots are open, and you can email me at the same address if you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show. It is time for A Dad's Point of View Life Lesson.
You got to action to weigh the positive elimi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy. up to the maximum.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Teaching teens to care means teaching them to give. If you are a great violinist, will your kids be equally great if you don't teach them? Of course not. If you give of yourself and or your money to people in need, it is great modeling for your kids, but having them participate at an early age makes it part of their makeup. I taught my boys by having them give one of their holiday presents to charity every year. I am also an active big brother, and they've come along and they've seen the good we do. Teach your kids to give. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
Welcome back. That's our weekly life lesson, and I think it was apropos in that I asked you to support the Africa Zebras. My young teen got behind that project by bringing me a box of books he no longer used and read, and we sent them off, and it's very important to do that. Today's topic and Dad Chat topic is about hope. There is hope for our kids. When a parent is in the middle of a kid crisis, it feels like it will never end. Kid crises are just like all crises in that they likely will end, and more often than not, without irreparable consequences. I'm a living testament to this fact. As a little less than 2 years ago, my son was on a pretty serious downward spiral, and it felt like it would only end in disasters. Hopefully not multiple disasters. At the time, it was overwhelming. I was recently remarried. My wife was my son's stepmom, and while she cared for him, it to some degree wasn't her problem, so a lot of this fell on my shoulders. And I did the best I could, and the good news is he came out of that spiral. He got very focused on his music, and he was recently accepted to the one college he applied to, the Berklee College of Music in Boston. But I'm getting ahead of the story, because we read about these downward spirals our teens descend into every day. And my son was on one of those trips that felt like it would never end. It would only get worse. This is where the parenting challenge is at its most frightening, because a parent often believes that they are doing the right things for their children, yet sometimes the results seem so contrary to that effort. When there isn't an endemic cause, a serious learning or psychology issue, a parent can't understand why it could happen to their darling boy or girl. It happens. It happens in every demographic, every family structure, and every culture. And it's these challenges that will test you as a mom or a dad. These challenges are what will set you apart as a strong parent. It's easy when your child excels, seemingly because mom and dad have done all the right things. It's not so easy when mom and dad have done all the right things, yet son or daughter choose a path of recklessness or self-destruction. And that happens too. There is hope. And that's the point of my discussion today, and we'll ask my guests about that too. But the hope resides in moms and dads' diligence and unwillingness to give up on their children. Let's be honest. There are times, especially during the teen years, where mom and dad really do want to throw in the towel. Those times usually revolve around the destructive behaviors that teens often indulge in, from drugs to drinking to school rebellion and underage sexual activity. And let's face another really harsh reality. There's a degree of luck in every aspect of life. We all know parents who seem to have done everything just perfectly, yet had troubled kids that caused unending heartache. And equally, there are so many examples of children that came from the worst background and made incredibly smart choices and excelled. How can either of those examples not be about luck or a destiny that we just can't begin to fathom? So give yourself a break. Do the best job you can. We will be back with Wayne Levine for The Men's Room. Stay tuned.